Al, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing very well. How are you doing today?
Good.
It's on your mandatory world tour that is getting ready to kick off here on June the 3rd. Speaking of engineers, I went to your shows back in the mid-80s, and I went to one in Orlando in 92, and the first show, I don't believe I saw any extracurricular activities with the videos and stuff, and in 92, I think you were using Super 8 movie projectors to show your videos. My, have times have changed.
Yeah, gosh, yeah, the very first tour, I think all we did was we showed, like a Super 8 projector of a display of my video, Ricky, because that was like the big hit at the time, and it was a duet with Tress McNeil, who did the voice of Lucille Ball, and she didn't tour with us, so we kind of had to have some kind of representation of our big hit single. But ever since then, the tour has been getting bigger and better and more production and more theatrical, and now it's kind of a traveling circus. There's like a costume change for virtually every song. There's props. There's, you know, a giant LED screen behind us. It's a lot of moving parts and never a dull moment. We try to pack as much as we possibly can into a two-hour show.
And I got the chance to see you in Bowling Green, Kentucky on the first leg of your tour, and now you're coming back to Evansville on Tuesday, June 28th at the Victory Theater. And speaking of going back to Ricky real quick, I believe that was the first time I ever saw you on TV. Of all things, you were on Dick Clark when he had his weekly top 10 video countdown. You remember that by chance?
Yeah, that's going back there, but yeah, absolutely.
And not only are you going to be on the world tour, but I've been seeing a lot of this stuff that you're going to be channeling your inner Paul Schaefer, and you're going to be on IFC's Comedy Bang Bang. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, well, Comedy Bang Bang is starting its fifth season, and I'm taking over the reins from Reggie Watts and Kid Cudi, who were the previous band leaders, and Scott Aukerman, the host, asked me to be the new co-host and band leader, and Comedy Bang Bang is one of my all-time favorite shows, and it was a real treat to step into their shoes and, do the music and the sketch comedy and improv and play with the people that drop by the set. You know, it's I don't know if you're familiar with the show.
It's
hard to describe.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost a parody of a talk show, but it's got a very very odd sense of humor. It's right up my alley. I mean, it's totally my comic sensibility. Might not be everyone's taste. It's a very odd show, but I love it.
If you go back to loving stuff like Airplane and Police Squad and stuff like that, then you should fit right in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I found this very interesting. Of course, I think I've got every single thing you've probably ever recorded, and Legacy Recordings is going to make sure that if anybody wants to go back and get the whole box set, they're getting ready to release them all digitally remastered, aren't they?
Yeah, they just finished remastering my entire catalog. It's not going to be out for quite some time, so don't hold your breath. I think it's going to be like a year from now, literally.
Oh, okay.
But they're going to re-release like my entire collected works, like all 14 studio albums, and I think they're doing like a rarities album as well and a booklet. So and the whole box set is going to be in a giant accordion-shaped package.
Oh.
So it's a very ambitious thing they're doing. But again, it's not going to be out for a while.
But that is something for all your fans to be looking forward to down the road.
Yeah, and for all you vinyl fans too, because the whole thing is going to be there'll be a vinyl edition. So if you've been sad that half my catalog was never available on vinyl, soon it will be.
Oh, that's awesome! Have you ever met the actress Virginia Madsen?
Yeah, I believe I think I met her on the set of the Michael Jackson video Liberian Girl. I think she was in that, and I was in that, so we got to hang out backstage for a few seconds.
You've got her by a couple of years, and she's got me by a couple of years, so we're all in the same age range. And I've known over the past how much of a TV fanatic you have been, especially growing up. Do you remember, and this is why I'm bringing this up, because she was a big fan when she was a kid, and I was a big fan. Do you remember the kids' TV show Zoom?
Sure.
You remember the singing of the address when they used to send letters to them?
I couldn't do it off the top of my head. I have a vague memory of it.
Okay. Well, it was Boston, Mass. 02134, and they used to sing it, and I said, if anybody else would probably know that other than myself and Virginia Madsen, it'd probably have been Weird Al, so I stumped you on. Anything else coming up? TV cartoons, something like that coming up down the line?
Oh, yeah, this fall, starting, they're thinking probably October, there's going to be a new show on Disney XD called Milo Murphy's Law. Mm-hmm. And I play Milo Murphy. And Milo Murphy is the great-great-great-great-grandson of the guy that Murphy's Law was named after. So he's basically a walking jinx. Everywhere he goes, things blow up and fall apart. And, you know, it's just wild, random craziness everywhere he goes. And the kid is like a... you know, very up and positive kid. He's not depressed by it. He just sort of enjoys the entropy, I guess. And the show is by the same people that did Phineas and Ferb. And it's really a cute, funny show. I think you guys will like it.
And real quickly, with just a couple seconds left, of all of the TV shows you've watched over the years, what would be your favorite all-time TV game show and your favorite all-time TV game show host?
Well, because I did a whole song about Charles Nelson Reilly, I might have to say Match Game and Gene Rayburn.
Yes. Good answer. Oh, wait a minute. That's Family Feud. All right. Weird Al, I can't wait to see you. I've got my tickets for June 28th at Evansville at the Victory Theater, and I think it's like seventh time I'll see you on stage.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Yeah.
So we'll drop by and say hi.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to it, and good luck in this leg of the tour, and it's mandatory, you know.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks
so
Al.
Much. Take care.
Bye-bye.